We were asked to think about the barracks and the history of it, and I started to think about all the people that were here and how quickly we don't know much about the past generations. And you just go a few generations back, sometimes even within our own families, and yeah, okay, maybe we like know our grandparents pretty well, and maybe even our great grandparents, and maybe we've, you know, heard some stories about their parents even. But it seems like one farther than that, it gets really sparse. And I just think it's interesting that there were all these people here, and we know a little bit about the history of the fort and its purposes, but I wonder about, you know, the families that these people came from and their dreams and aspirations and hobbies, and how all of that dissipates so quickly with time. And so I created this piece that sort of has two parts, and the cast glass fish are, they symbolize all of the people that have been in the community and have passed through the community. I've chosen to use clear glass, and the aesthetic of the material can evoke, you know, a sense of the ephemeral or the spirit or the soul. And so it's meant to conjure up ideas, feelings of the past. And then the other element of the piece is this metal nest. And it's sort of a metaphor for the community as well. And it's cradling and holding and containing all of the fish inside of it and protecting them from the larger world. But it's also a cage of sorts and is, you know, trapping them in. So the piece is called Generations of Dreamers, and that speaks to generations of people here who, you know, have their lives and their hopes and their dreams and their own histories that we know very little about, but at some point they lived here and they contributed to what this place was, and I would imagine that there's still some trickle down of that effect.